Christians face to face with ecological crisis is the sub-theme for Wednesday, the fourth day of the current week of prayer for Christian unity. Susie Bruard is an expert on justice and spirituality issues at the London-based Catholic development agency CAFOD. She told me how CAFOD puts into practice at grassroots level ecumenical cooperation and initiatives to protect the environment.
Well, CAFOD is engaging with many different groups. It's very important to engage because the church is one of a few voices calling out for the care of creation. So we are working with organisations such as Tear Fund and Christian Aid in the Stop Climate Chaos organisation. And we are involved in the Week of Prayer. We're having a joint service with Christian Aid this week. And we try and work at a diocesan level as much as possible with different ecumenical partners.
You talked about at the diocesan level. How much, in fact, does the Catholic Church at this level encourage cooperation with other Christian churches on ecological and indeed other issues?
Very much. Our diocesan managers, the CAFOD diocesan managers, which are based in each of the dioceses in England and Wales, that is the way they feed back and say to us that their volunteers and supporters only or just prefer to work ecumenically. So there'll be things like, for instance, CAFOD is launching its new climate change campaign in March, but there'll be a joint event in Coventry Cathedral on the 19th of March where partners from Cambodia who are involved in disaster risk reduction, they will speak. The head of Christian Aid and CAFOD will speak. There will be some bishops. There'll be a march around Coventry city centre, and we're hoping about 1,000 people will go. And so I think at grassroots level, it's much better, and it does happen, that people work ecumenically and even at interfaith level.
And when it comes to directly pressuring the government, maybe writing a joint appeal, is that also done very much in tandem with the other Christian development agencies, with the other Christian churches as an ecumenical initiative?
Well, it's still being worked out. But in fact, I think CAFOD and Christian Aid's aims and asks for this new climate change campaign are quite similar. We're both asking, for instance, for the recognition of and the support for the right to sustainable development of people in developing countries. And we're also asking, for example, for there to be a 30 to 40% cut in greenhouse gas emissions by industrialized countries by 2020. So it is very good that actually in the area of climate change, we do have similar aims and therefore are able to work together.
And do you find that amongst Catholics in general that there is a lot of support, a lot of sympathy, and a lot of approval of what you're doing in this area?
Very much so. We have a great supporter base. CAFOD has great supporter base in England and Wales and beyond. And I think this is largely because of our faith, from where we're coming from. The bishops of England and Wales produced an excellent resource in 2002 called The Call of Creation, which we at CAFOD are promoting and have made into a booklet and with cards and pictures that groups and churches can reflect on. Let me just give you a quote from The Call of Creation. It says, "What is happening to the earth indicates that we must think beyond local and national interests and define the community in global terms. The way we live and the choices we make affect the lives of others. Not only human life, in fact, but also the other forms of life found on the earth." And we have it from Benedict as well. Benedict XVI in 2007 said, "I invite all of you to join me in praying and working for greater respect for the wonder of God's creation." So I think Catholics and other Christians just need to look at their whole history from Genesis onwards, which advocates that we should care for creation.
And zooming in to look at the Catholic Church in England and Wales in particular, it does have a number of ecological initiatives and groups that are very active, aren't they, to campaign for greater awareness of the threats to our environment and to protect, indeed, our environment.
There are a lot of organisations in England and Wales, for instance, Operation NOAA, which is an ecumenical initiative, and also, for instance, coming from the Third European Ecumenical Assembly in Romania in 2007, an initiative called Time for Creation, which is, encourages churches between the 1st of September and the 4th of October to really have environment at the heart of their worship. And there's also, of course, Christian Ecology Link that CAFOD is part of.
So anyhow, at CAFOD, there's very much a feeling, is there, that ecumenism and working to protect the environment do go hand in hand.
Indeed, CAFOD is part of the Live Simply network, which consists of 60 organisations, including four ecumenical partners. And the aim of the Live Simply network is to promote living simply, sustainably, and in solidarity with those who are poor. And that sustainability, of course, has got to do with climate change and also reflecting on our lives and our lifestyles.
What further cooperation would you like to see in the future? Have you got any plans to step up this cooperation?
I think that's for the future. We'll see what happens. What we're all working for now is towards Copenhagen, the UN summit on climate change, which takes place in December. And that's what I think most organisations are working to and really lobbying government and politicians around.
I was speaking to Susie Bruard, Justice Spirituality Facilitator at the Catholic Development Agency CAFOD in London.